Democrats and Republicans alike are expecting the Republican governor to make job creation, his proposed two-year state budget, and his proposed tax reform package the highlights of his talk. Kasich has proposed a trimming of the 5.5% state sales tax to 5% even, but also a broadening of the tax to several dozen services. The overall increase in tax revenue from those moves would be used to pay for an even bigger slash in the graduated state income tax, 20% for families, 50% for small businesses. GOP lawmakers seem to love the idea of yet another income tax cut, but Republican State Representative Nan Baker isn't so enthusiastic about the sales tax broadening. She's been a cheerleader for creating jobs, but she's telling Kasich, use your speech to convince me this tax package will do it.
That's right. I need to understand it thoroughly, and I need to connect the dots to see why it is that raising sales tax by broadening sales tax and lowering it overall helps us create a better environment. So, yes, I'm open-minded, but also cautious.
Another Republican state representative, Mike Duffy, notes Kasich has switched the usual order of things this year.
This is going to be his first State of the State address in which it's come after he's already proposed a budget. And so what people are going to be looking for is details on what he's already proposed, because that's what we're all looking for right now, is details.
Republicans dominate the Ohio House, 60-39. They dominate the Senate, 23-10. But at the moment, the Republican governor cannot count on total support from all the GOP lawmakers. For example, many are actually upset at him for proposing that Ohio expand Medicaid to cover adults up to 138% of the poverty level. They see it as being too cooperative with the new federal health insurance law. Democrats, though, agree with Kasich's move on Medicaid. So, Democratic State Representative Mike Foley wants the governor to talk about his stand during his speech.
I want him to support Medicaid expansion. He's got it in his budget, and I want him to tell Republicans why it's a good thing.
Some Ohio school officials are frustrated about what they see as not enough new state money for them in Kasich's budget plan. And Democratic State Representative Nikki Antonio says the governor better confront that in his speech.
What I'm hoping the governor will say is that he's willing to sit at the table and negotiate some changes to the budget as it's currently been presented. Because, as we both know, there are things in that budget that at first blush sounded wonderful, like more money to poor schools, and that's not the case.
It won't be long before we hear whether these legislators get their wish lists for the governor's speech fulfilled. His talk is set for about 6:45 this evening. Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.